This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. President-elect Joe Biden's son is facing a federal tax investigation. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani.
In a statement from his father's transition office, Hunter Biden says he learned yesterday about an investigation into what he calls his tax affairs without giving any details. Light on questions about his financial dealings that plagued Joe Biden's campaign. President Trump has long targeted Hunter Biden, accusing him of profiting off his political connections. The disclosure of the probe comes as the president-elect chooses his cabinet. His attorney general could have oversight of the investigation if it's still ongoing when Joe Biden's sworn in January 20th. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Federal regulators on Wednesday sued to force the breakup of Facebook as 48 states and districts accused the company in a separate lawsuit of abusing its market power in social networking to crush smaller competitors. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
The Federal Trade Commission wants Facebook to sell Instagram and WhatsApp, saying it's trying to eliminate competition. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the states have similar worries.
Unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power by setting the terms for how it uses private data.
The FTC fined Facebook $5 billion last year for privacy violations. James says Facebook needs to be reined in.
Their efforts to suppress innovation, to cut privacy protections, to monetize data.
Facebook says government action punishes successful businesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission von der Leyen agreed on Wednesday they have until Sunday to take a firm decision about the future of trade talks. After what the Prime Minister's office said was a frank discussion over dinner in Brussels, the two sides agreed there remained very large gaps between them. In a statement, von der Leyen wrote, "We had a lively and interesting discussion on the state of play across the list of outstanding issues. We gained a clear understanding of each other's positions. They remain far apart." The talks have stalled over several issues, including fishing rights and competition rules. Britain left the EU on January 31st, but remains in its economic structures until the end of the year. A serious economic rupture could occur January 1st if there is no trade agreement. Canada's health regulator on Wednesday approved Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine days ahead of possible approval in the United States. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
Health Canada posted on its website that the vaccine made by U.S. drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech is authorized. Health Canadians can feel confident that the review process was rigorous and that they have strong monitoring systems in place. Canada is set to receive nearly 250,000 doses this month and 4 million doses of the vaccine by March. The department said the vaccine is for use in people 16 years of age or older, but noted Pfizer and BioNTech are running further clinical trials on children of all age groups, and that could change. I'm Zaria Shakili.
NASA has named 18 astronauts to train for its Artemis moon landing program. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
48 years after astronaut Gene Cernan was the last man to walk on the moon, NASA announces plans for a return. Astronauts were named Wednesday to train for NASA's Artemis moon landing program. Among them, Shel Lindgren.
There are many times in this job where you have kind of pinch me moments.
Nine of the astronauts named to the Artemis program are women, including Kayla Barron.
We're actually going to build a small space station that's going to orbit the moon, and we can fly Orion to the Gateway and then get on our lander from there.
NASA's aiming to land a man and woman on the moon by 2024. I'm Mike Gracia.
Commercial flights with the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners resumed Wednesday for the first time since they were grounded. Brazil's Gol Airlines became the first in the world to return the plane to its active fleet on a flight from Sao Paulo to Porto Alegre. Gol regular service on December 18th with several daily flights between Sao Paulo and other major Brazilian cities. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.